When you attend an AIPAC dinner, you expect to hear pro-Israel language coming from an IDF general, a student coming back from a birthright trip, even from a kibbutznik from the south. But 2 weeks ago, thousands of people rose to their feet when they heard the words from Sheriff Greg White coming from Cole County, Missouri. Population 80,000 were the words Jewish, Israel, and Zionist are rarely heard. You see, at the dinner, Sheriff White shared the following. He said when he was invited to Israel 2 years ago to learn more about the security measures in the Middle East, he realized he had never met a people so hurt but so willing to love, and that there was no time around Israelis that he felt nothing but accepted and welcome. Sheriff White, essentially a stranger to our people, a stranger to our nation, decided after his trip to Israel that it was his mission to stand up and to share the information and the truths he learned in Israel with the citizens in Cole County, Missouri. You see, we know that the sheriff could have easily said, "Thank you for this wonderful trip. It was exciting, I had a great time," and then gone home. Instead, he decided that the time was now to stand up with his small voice and make a strong and significant impact. To stand up or to sit down. What causes a person to take action, to speak up, to be an inspiration? And likewise, on the contrary, what causes a person to sit down, to be silent, and let others chart their course? I think this week's Torah portion lends an interesting answer. As we heard, when B'nai Yisrael see that Moses, after nearly 40 days and 40 nights, has not yet descended Mount Sinai, they immediately gather around Aaron. And they urge him, "Come, let us make a God that will go out before us." Because as we can see, Moses, he's not coming back. And shockingly, Aaron acquiesces. And he is the first one to begin the building of the golden calf, the golden god. But we have to ask the question, who is this Aaron? Who is this man and why would he do this? You see, we know Aaron as Moses' spokesperson, the man who is supposed to be able to reconcile arguments between all people. Aaron is a shining leader in our Torah. And yet this shining leader, he does nothing in this moment but let us down. As you can see, I'm bothered by this. And so are our commentators. They're perplexed. Because where's the Aaron that Moses left in charge? And so for those of us disappointed in Aaron, the Talmud decides to offer a kinder, different interpretation. An interpretation that I believe saves a piece of Aaron's character. It was the sixth hour of the 40th day of Moses' departure, precisely the time that Moses is supposed to descend the mountain and return. and frightened, the people demand the building of the calf, the substitute for the God they feel have failed them. And in the midst of their demanding, one man jumps into the crowd and begins to protest the building. And suddenly the mob turns from the building of the calf and turn to this man, and they start their chant to kill him. Aaron, frightened for this man's life, decides to distract the crowd by beginning to build the golden calf. Scared for this man's life, Aaron starts one sin in order to prevent another. You see, perhaps the act of standing up for someone, standing up for something, isn't always what we expect. This past Sunday, two IDF soldiers visited our Sinai students, our Sinai Temple High School program. And Kinneret, one of the soldiers, explained that they had visited San Diego State University, and 50 students were there to attend their talk. Well, in the middle of their talk, 40 students stood up, put red tape over their mouths, opened their shirts to words that read, "Israel is an apartheid state," and the students proceeded to walk out. So you can imagine, the soldiers were dumbfounded. What should they do? Should they stop? But they looked at one another and decided, no, we'll continue our story. Well, it turned out that one student was listening. A student from, believe it or not, of all places, Saudi Arabia. And this young woman listened to the soldiers' stories. She argued, she challenged, she engaged in conversation. But after the talk, they exchanged information. And the soldiers decided that standing up for them meant telling their story, no matter what, knowing that if just one person was listening, it was worth the effort. Now, one final story. This time, not from the Talmud, it comes from YouTube. Two high school basketball teams coming together for the final game of the year. And the coach of one of the teams decides to ask their manager, Mitchell, a young boy with special needs, with a special love for basketball, to suit up. Well, what Mitchell didn't know is that the coach and the team decided that whether or not the score was 2 points ahead of the other team or 2 points behind, they would leave Mitchell in the game with the hopes that he would score. Well, the game went on, and every time Mitchell took the ball, he missed the shot. But all of a sudden, the opposing team took possession of the ball. And one of the other players, again, the opposing team, called out Mitchell's name, passed him the ball. Well, Mitchell dribbled, and as you can tell from the story, he made his layup. Yay. And in that gym, the crowd went wild, stood to their feet, and they knew, as we know, it was not the winning point of the game, but it was the most significant. For Mitchell, for everyone who was there that morning, and for all of us who get a chance to hear that story. So a group of kids standing up for just one moment, standing up for just one person. We just prayed the Amidah, the standing prayer. In the Amidah, we commune with God. We beseech God to watch over the land of Israel, to heal the sick, to protect our loved ones, and to grant peace throughout the world. Each of us in the Amidah one solitary voice. Each of us trying to reach God in our own unique way. Each of us standing. Dear God, on this Shabbat, move our hearts and our souls and our legs to help just one person. Dear God, it's time to stand up. Shabbat Shalom.